Minister of Housing and Water Colin Crowell says over 29,000 allocations have been made across the country, but there continues to be a high demand in the Upper Quarantine and New Amsterdam areas. In light of this, the government is moving to develop a new housing scheme at Molson Creek, where the Quarantine River Bridge will be constructed, linking Guyana with Suriname.
For example, when we developed the Ordinance Fortlands Housing Scheme, there was a heavy demand for that area. And you'll understand because a lot of persons work that way and close to New Amsterdam or the business community, the region, government services. So we're trying to get additional lands going that way. And I can also tell you there is plan for development of a new housing scheme in Molson Creek. That's on the further part, closer to where a crossing should be for Suriname.
In addition, the housing minister says construction of homes for young professionals will begin shortly at Palmyra. He says the infrastructural works are ongoing, paving the way for the construction of 100 homes in the first phase.
The construction of houses will commence very shortly. That's on the housing program. There's a lot of development for Palmyra, most likely probably the president will speak about that. But that area will be the envy for any living in proximity or even living in, because you'll have housing development, you already have hospitals, stadium, commercial activities, malls, etc. So it's a complete hybrid of both residential and commercial activities.
Additionally, the Central Housing and Planning Authority would have constructed 200 low-income homes in the region, 100 in Hampshire under quarantine and another 100 in Fort Ordinance. Most of those homes have already been allocated. Reporting for the NCN News, I am Ryan Abrams.